This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day which represents the end of this year's election season. Yeah, that's right, the final climactic battle in Georgia between Senator Raphael Warnock and his challenger Herschel Walker. We will talk about that and about the fact that Aaron Blake, leading political reporter for the Washington Post, says, look, it's not impossible that Walker could beat the odds and actually win this one. And what would that mean? And what would the impact be? We will get to that. We will also get to the breaking news, just breaking within the last hour, which is a jury in New York has found two Trump Organization companies guilty on 17 criminal charges of tax fraud and multiple other crimes. That's nine criminal convictions on all the charges, everything guilty, 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 and nine for the Trump Organization itself and one for a payroll corporation that the Trump Organization controlled. What's most surprising about this is that I knew this case was with the jury, but the fact that they decided so very quickly, they just got the case yesterday. The jury began Monday around noon after testimony and closing arguments wrapped up in the six-week trial. The two Trump Organization companies, called the Trump Corporation and Trump Payroll Corporation, were indicted in July of 2021, along with the company's longtime chief financial officer, Alex Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty. And they were all accused of using a variety of methods to reduce payroll liability from executive salaries through untaxed bonuses and luxury perks worth millions. I believe that what I have heard so far is they will be fined, I believe it's $17 million. Aaron Blake surely knows about this and knows about the impact, if any, on the political future of an announced presidential candidate. What do you think, Aaron? Has there ever been a case where an announced candidate for president has had this kind of conviction in the middle of a campaign so close to home?
Well, I'm not aware of too many convictions of candidates more generally, but certainly the fact that this stuff is landing so shortly after the announcement a couple weeks ago, combined with the election results, which did not reflect well upon Trump and his political movement, we kind of knew it was an inauspicious time for him to launch his campaign, but I think the news of today reinforces that that's even more the case now, and you really have to wonder, to the extent that there was an appetite in the Republican Party to move forward with the guy who's been leading them for the past 6-7 years, you have to wonder how much all of this is kind of conspiring to knock him off his game really before this campaign even really got off the ground.
Is there any sense, because I know I will get emails about this, I always do, people
you and me
view,
both.
and I'm sure you get them too, but the idea being that this is part of a massive conspiracy against Trump, and it's only because he's about to hit pay dirt on the Hunter Biden scandal, and he's about to expose everything, and he's about to suspend the Constitution, which is another brilliant and somewhat controversial idea. But, in other words, that all of this creates something that I think is a factor in the Herschel Walker race, which is, it's just too much. There's so many charges and so many things that dominoes falling against him. Does that make it look as if this was actually some kind of deliberate plot to lure him into the race and then discredit him?
I think that You're right that there is a sense that, and we've seen this even, I think, before this election, you know, for months this year, is that there is a growing sense in certain parts of the Republican Party, and it's not pervasive yet, that however much sympathy there is for Donald Trump, or belief that he's being targeted by law enforcement or any of those things, that there is just a kind of a resignation to the fact that this kind of thing is going to loom over the presidential campaign. And so if that's the case and you're still winning elections, maybe people say, this guy's a winner, we need to move forward with him. When that's not off the table, when you've lost the 2018 election, the 2020 election, many candidates you supported underperformed in the 2022 election, it becomes harder to make that pragmatic case and for having people rally behind you, I think. And so I think that's the, you know, the persecution of Donald Trump is something that he's used as a political strategy, you know, better than anybody in modern American history. But every strategy has its limits, and to the extent that people even just worry about the constant noise that surrounds his candidacy, I think it starts to be a factor when it comes to his future political prospects.
Hey, look, the other reason it could be a factor is because so much of the issue set that preoccupies the American people has to do with the economy and handling the economy well. And the line was, Trump is one of the most successful businessmen who ever lived. He's unbelievable. And he wrote The Art of the Deal. And everything that he touches turns to gold. Recently, it still looked like it's turned to something else, huh?
Well, yeah, and this is a guy who in 2016 ran on the idea that nobody knew how to exploit the system like Donald Trump did. And so, you know, to the extent that people thought maybe, you know, this guy ran his business in a certain way that flouted certain regulations and things like that, it might have even been seen as a positive because he was a guy who understood things. I think that when you're talking about a 17-count conviction here, you're talking about what's happening with the New York Attorney General, all these other legal issues that are hanging over his head, it looks a little bit less savvy when you're running into all these problems. And so I think that also kind of undercuts the entire conceit of the Trump presidency in many ways.
Now, apparently the verdicts did not indicate that the jury found necessarily that Trump himself directed these criminal activities. But it would be somewhat difficult, given the fact that this is supposed to go back, 15 years, to believe that they're at a position of power, at the peak of power at Trump Tower, that this is all a huge surprise for him. It's not going to work so easily for him to say it's all Weisselberg's fault.
Yeah, I think that's true to an extent. And I think what you know, obviously the next big question is, what impact does this have on some of the other investigations that are taking place, whether that's the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, or the Attorney General, Letitia James, who has sued the Trump Organization. It's a situation in which, and I think it's worth recalling a point that the Attorney General's office made in their filing, which was pointing to the instances in which Donald Trump's children, especially, who were leaders of the Trump Organization, talked about how their father was involved in various activities that were being focused on by the Attorney General. And so I think that's the next big question. It's always a question of how high it goes up and whether certain people insulated themselves from some of these things that were happening, which is certainly a strategy that happens at American businesses. But, you know, just because you try to insulate yourself or maybe you're not aware of something doesn't always mean that it doesn't rise up to the top in certain ways.
We will be right back with Aaron Blake of The Washington Post. He has put together his bi-weekly ranking of the top 10 Democratic presidential candidates for 2024. Also a list of the worst candidates who ran for office in 2022. That and more on The MedVed Show with Aaron Blake.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, tink, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for sleigh riding.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a big day politically, not just because of the runoff in Georgia, but look, anytime two different companies that have the name of the former president of the United States, who's an announced candidate for a return to the presidency, when they're found guilty on 17 criminal charges, including the kind of charges people kind of understand, tax fraud, This is a significant political development as well as a judicial development. I'm speaking with Aaron Blake of the Washington Post, who does regular handicapping. First of all, on the Republican side of things, you had already handicapped that you thought that Ron DeSantis was a more likely winner of the Republican nomination than Donald Trump. There's nothing that's happened today that's going to change that, is there?
No, I don't think so. And I've had DeSantis at the top spot since August, and it's for really the same reasons we've been talking about here, which is there has been an erosion in the polling for Trump, but there's also been an erosion in the belief that he is the guy to carry the torch forward. And I think that this, as we've been talking about, the developments that we've seen today and also in the election kind of speak to that and kind of undercut one of the central reasons that Republicans would have to support Trump in 2024.
Okay, there were some truly terrible candidates, and in fairness, on both sides, but most of the really terrible candidates did poorly. Your list of the worst candidates in 2022 included?
Blake Masters, the Senate candidate in Arizona. We also had Don Baldock, the Senate candidate in New Hampshire. Basically, the list was looking at Republicans, especially, who underperformed the rest of their party in on the ballot. And so in New Hampshire, you had a case where Governor Chris Sununu was winning re-election by double digits, but Don Baldock lost, I think, by upwards of double digits. You had a situation in Arizona where Blake Masters, of all the statewide Republican candidates, did worse. He did actually worse than Mark Fincham, who was a pretty out there candidate for Secretary of State, who's lodged a number of various comments since the election that kind of reinforced that. And so if you look at candidates who underperformed the top of the ticket, the other members of their party that were on the ballot, there is no comparison between how some of these Republicans did and even some of the biggest underperformers among the Democrats. There was clearly a candidate issue at work here, and it happened to be in some of the most important states. And in a lot of cases, it was candidates who were endorsed by Donald Trump and got through the primaries thanks to that. And so I think when you look at that list, it becomes more difficult to argue that this was some kind of a fluke or anything like that. These were very winnable races and very winnable states in what was, you know, kind of contrary to most midterm elections, a status quo election. So these are, this is an election in which Republicans should be doing, or at least having a good shot in states like Michigan, like New Hampshire, like Arizona, and that just wasn't the case with many of these candidates.
What about John Fetterman? Because I know he overperformed, and he won actually surprisingly comfortably against Dr. Oz. But honestly, we had a great deal of enjoyment playing excerpts from John Fetterman's speeches and the debate that he had. And was this a question where he overperformed because people felt sorry for him?
I mean, it could be some sympathy involved there. I think if you look at who his opponent was, I think that likely played a role here. I didn't include Mehmet Oz on my list, but if you look at his favorable ratings throughout that campaign, he was in a league with some of these other candidates where his favorable ratings were just not where the Republican Party would want them to be. And so, you know, obviously Fetterman had a tough time toward the end of the campaign. I watched that debate just like a lot of people did. And it was not a fun experience for him, I'm sure. It probably hurt him to some degree. But I think the question from there is, did voters see a guy who was just having trouble communicating, or did they see this as something bigger than that and somebody who was really a guy who wouldn't be able to perform his duties? And at least when given the choice between him and his opponent, his victory was pretty much in line with where his poll numbers were before I think all of this really became an issue late in the campaign.
What about President Biden? You also have your very latest hot off the presses, the ranking of the likelihood of who's going to be the Democratic nominee. Biden is not going to be able to avoid negativity on this Hunter Biden matter, which seems to be the obsession of people like Jim Jordan, who's going to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and many other leading Republicans who are going to be going after Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, as they describe it. Is he still the most likely Democrat to be nominated for president?
Yeah, he is, and that's almost completely because he is the incumbent president, and we very rarely, if ever, supplant the incumbent president in a primary or in a nominating contest of any kind. At the same time, there has been some talk since the 2022 election that, hey, look, Democrats did better than the president's party almost ever does in a midterm election. Maybe that suggests that Joe Biden is not that bad, or maybe we can move forward with this guy. But what I found is that if you look at how Democratic base voters actually feel about the situation, they're still not sold on the idea that this guy is their best standard bearer in 2024. And that really hasn't changed since before the election. And so we still have a highly unusual situation in which a minority of Democratic voters both want Biden to be their nominee in 2024 and believe that he would be the best nominee or that he could win that campaign. And so, this is a very unusual situation, and it presents the Democratic Party with some very difficult choices about how to move forward. What if they do believe that the best course is to have somebody else, but getting to that point means, running somebody against an incumbent president or trying to get him out the door. It's just not a very easy situation for them, but it's still a very real one despite the results of the 2022 election.
Yeah, and I know that President Biden has indicated that he will have some kind of an answer, maybe even by the end of January, about whether he actually does run again. He can't be relishing the extremely aggressive talk about his son and his family, which is going to come over under some pretty serious and disturbing attack. Aaron Blake, you can read him in the Washington Post. You can read his latest also. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com for what is going on politically in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Defense Authorization Act for 2023, which sets the military budget, has yet to pass Congress. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the bill put forth by Democrats has too much pork in it.
We're talking about a grab bag of miscellaneous pet priorities, like making our financial system more sympathetic to illegal drugs, or the phony partisan permitting reform in name-only language that's already failed to pass the Senate.
A private plane that crashed into power lines in Maryland was flying too low. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a new report the pilot was flying under 500 feet above sea level, and the tower it crashed into was 600 feet above sea level. The November 27th crash cut electricity to around 120,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
On the Michael Medved Show, pleased to see that we got an email based on our conspiracy show classic that we aired yesterday. There's so many conspiracies on all sides politically in every field. I mean, you name it, and it's out there. And Joe writes in, really enjoyed yesterday's show called Conspiracy Day. Even though I do not believe in the vast majority, it sure is interesting and entertaining to listen to the callers. Thank you, Joe. And there was also this. They talk about a conspiracy. I don't think it involves any real conspiracy, but people might think that it did. Today, there was a very public snub. When people use the term snub, you know where I think they use it most often of all is Oscar time. When somebody doesn't get nominated for an Oscar and everybody expected that he or she would, they snubbed such and such a movie. They snubbed this, they snubbed that. But this is actually probably accurately described as a snub. There was a ceremony today with law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. They were honored with congressional gold medals, and some of these people were very severely hurt on January 6th. And it seems to me appropriate. Now, why are they doing this now? Because the Democrats still control the House of Representatives. It is shameful to me, it seems to me, that there would still be some reluctance or resistance on the part of some Republicans to give honor to the people who fought off what was a true threat to our system of government. Because, in other words, if what you're doing is you're attacking the Capitol building to stop them from voting to certify an election that has already been certified all around the country, it's a serious matter. But the law enforcement officers who were defending the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 were honored today with congressional gold medals. But the police who received those honors, as it says, snubbed Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy at the January 6th gold medal ceremony. Officers who represented the Capitol, responded to the Capitol attack, pointedly refused to shake hands with the two GOP leaders as they reached, received their top honors from Congress today. And again, it seems to me a bit unfair because Kevin McCarthy has waffled on this. There's no question about it. He initially spoke very harshly about how Trump was responsible for letting this happen and did not do what a normal person or president certainly would have done to try to stop the riot after it had begun. And people had been begging him for that, and that's basically one of those things they're going to find out about. And whether or not that merits a criminal referral, it probably doesn't, but there may be aspects of this that do. They're supposed to be meeting about that tonight. And for Mitch McConnell, he gave a very strong anti-Trump statement. It was one of the strongest that any member of the Republican caucus gave. So basically, to not shake Mitch's hand is also a shame. This is Kevin McCarthy speaking at this occasion, which will be remembered not for anything that McCarthy or McConnell or Pelosi or Schumer that anybody said, but it'll be remembered same way that State of the Union speech where Nancy Pelosi humiliated herself by tearing up the manuscript, the transcript of President Trump's address while he was still standing at the podium. Well, this is not quite on that level, but here is Kevin McCarthy applauding the January 6th Capitol Police as they receive their medals. Clip 11.
I appreciate the House and Senate for agreeing to use the Rotunda to honor the Capitol Police and D.C. Police. Today we pay tribute to their service and sacrifice on January 6th. These brave men and women in uniform stood strong in the line of duty for our country, and we're forever grateful for that. This Congressional Gold Medal commemorates their courage, professionalism, and patriotism.
Okay, so far so good. The difficulty, of course, is there are Republicans out there, and many of them in media, who claim that the rioters also deserve honor because they were patriots and they were acting in behalf of what exactly? And that really goes to the basic problem with all the talk about election fraud and election certifiability and election finality. And yes, there's plenty of it, not just regarding Carrie Lake in Arizona, but plenty of it still floating around the country. The question is, what is it you want people to do? You can't just overturn an election because you dislike the results. Here is Nancy Pelosi, the outgoing Speaker of the House, announcing the Congressional Gold Medal today. Clip 10.
On behalf of the United States Congress and the American people, it is my honor to present the Congressional Gold Medal to the United States Capitol Police, the Metropolitan Police, and every hero of January 6th from every agent that responded that day. May this medal, the highest honor that Congress can bestow, serve as a token of our nation's deepest gratitude and respect. Not as full, but as a token. And in accepting this medal, you bring luster to this award, just as you bring luster to the Congress and the Constitution of the United States.
And does anyone honestly believe that there is any question that these decorations are deserved? Because One of the things that is remarkable is that in this very violent at times confrontation, where 140 members of the various police forces were seriously injured and hospitalized, the problem here is that with all of that going on, that there are still lingering questions about the justification for storming the Capitol building. And that should be subsiding with the conviction for seditious conspiracy for Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers and for the four other people who were in trial with him. There is another matter about the incoming Congress, and I honestly believe it's a terrible mistake and a cheap shot on the part of Kevin McCarthy. And he has all kinds of difficulties right now lining up the votes that he will need as Speaker. He needs 418 votes. He needs an actual majority of the members of Congress who are there, and there's a total of, it's 218. 418 would be impossible. There are only 435 members of Congress. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, according to the Washington Post, claimed this weekend that he had worked out an arrangement directly with President Biden, although White House officials later disputed that characterization. McCarthy described the compromise as his party's first victory. His first victory since the GOP won control of the House in the midterm elections. We will secure lifting the military vaccine mandate on our military, McCarthy said on Fox News. What we're finding out is they're kicking out men and women who are serving. And what they're talking about is in order to approve the military bill to reauthorize the Pentagon, it's an $800 billion expenditure because, of course, of all the things the government does, the defense of our country is the most important. But he is willing to undergo and to support that bill and to get it out in a timely fashion only if they withdraw the requirement that people who are serving on active duty get a COVID-19 vaccination. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a Washington Post piece that just appeared saying Congress is exploring whether to jettison a coronavirus vaccine mandate on military service members as part of a roughly $800 billion bill to reauthorize the Pentagon. A concession meant to win Republican votes on the vital end of the year package. Now, wouldn't you think that with the military needs of the United States right now, that the Republicans would not balk over an issue like this? But apparently Mr. McCarthy believes that he could, and he could win. And he asked if he would be definitely, if it would be definitely removed from the bill, meaning the mandate for members of the active duty to get COVID-19 vaccinations. The Defense Authorization Act includes a provision that they will, and he says, yes, it will be removed, otherwise the bill will not move. I've been very clear with the president, he continued. The president worked with me on this. Top aides at the White House confirmed the two men had discussed the matter, but they stressed that nothing had been resolved between the president and McCarthy, who was vying to be speaker once the GOP assumes control of the House next year. Leader McCarthy raised this with the president, and the president told him he would consider it. Spokeswoman Olivia Dalton said in a statement on Sunday, the Secretary of Defense has recommended retaining the mandate. That's Lloyd Austin and General Austin, and the president supports General Austin's position. Discussions about the National Defense Authorization Act are ongoing. One Democratic aide who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the private talk said the vaccine policy is being negotiated as part of a final set of lingering disagreements. Any attempt to remove the mandate would not be final until Democrats and Republicans could broker a deal on the fuller defense policy bill, the aide said. The negotiations could be intense as Biden looks to win over must-have GOP votes around a litany of looming deadlines. That includes efforts to fund the government, which is set to run out of money later this month, and to raise the debt ceiling, which Congress must tackle at some point in the new year. With vaccines in particular, Republicans over the past year have laid repeated siege against the president's policies. Last year, they even went so far as to threaten a government shutdown just to force a vote overturning some of the rules, which ultimately faltered. GOP leaders have argued that the mandates governing troops, healthcare workers, and others amount to federal overreach. With the military in particular, Republicans assert that the policies have harmed recruitment and forced the discharge of thousands of service members. And by the way, that's true. I mean, there are people who have been discharged because they refuse to take the vaccines. Look, this is one of those issues where people have incredibly strong feelings about it that probably exceed the real importance of the issue. We talked before about Coach Rolovich, formerly of Washington State, who lost his $3.5 million a year job as football coach because he wouldn't get vaccinated. And this is one of those issues that I don't think it works for either side particularly well. And the one point that I would make is, look, there's so much that the Republicans can take on right now in terms of actually trying to help bring some of the spending under control. There's actually a piece by a former Democratic senator who from Montana about taxpayers paying for cherry vodka. No, really, it's not for their own enjoyment. U.S. taxpayers have been subsidizing the production of cherry vodka and orange maple whiskey for no apparent reason. The Section 5010 tax credit is an example of the innumerable special interest credits and deductions that litter our tax code. It provides a benefit to distillers who blend spirit products with wine and alcoholic flavorings. Wine and liquor suppliers advocated the passage of 5010 in the early 1980s, but the rationale for giving preferential treatment to flavored liquor is lost to history. Nobody knows why you want to give a special tax break to liquor that is flavored. And again, we are talking about saving literally millions of dollars. Max Baucus, former senator from Montana and a Democrat, puts that forward. And the one thing that is very important, it seems to me, is to prioritize. And it's one of the reasons that if Republicans come roaring into Congress and they have this bitter fight about getting Kevin McCarthy installed as Speaker, and the alternative to that is not a Democrat, it's just a total stalemate, which is not a good way to begin the new direction that was supposed to be promised by this recent election. And right now, again, because we are already in the midst of a new presidential race, it becomes more and more difficult. There was a statement by President Trump, which we'll get into, which when you read the whole thing and you read the context, it's not quite as horrible as a lot of people believe, but it's pretty horrible. And one of the people who responded to that is somebody who's considering his own race for president, which I hope he reconsiders. This is clip 3, Jeremy. It's a John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, the former national security advisor to President Trump. He said this about President Trump's call to suspend the Constitution. Listen.
You've just made some news there. You are essentially telling us that you would consider getting into the 2024 race.
Absolutely. I think to be a presidential candidate, you can't simply say, I support the Constitution. You have to say, I would oppose people who would undercut it. You know, we used to have a thing in the House of Representatives called the House Un-American Affairs Committee. I think when you challenge the Constitution itself the way Trump has done, that is un-American.
Let's stay here for a moment. Just walk me through your thinking. What does your timeline look like? What would cause you to cross into saying what you're saying now and actually being a declared candidate for president?
Look, all of the potential candidates know what Trump has said. This is no secret to anybody. I don't see why they aren't saying it right now. I think the voters, the Republican voters, people who choose the Republican nominee, nearly 95% disagree that Donald Trump is more important than the Constitution. I'm afraid there are some who would stick with Trump on this. What does a candidate have to lose by appealing to 95% of the base of the Republican Party? I actually think most Republican elected officials in Washington disagree with Trump on this. but they're intimidated. This is the time where there's strength in numbers. The more people who tell the truth, the easier it is for everybody else.
So what do you have to see that would make you say, now is the moment that I am going to declare my candidacy?
I'd like to see Sherman-esque statements from all the potential candidates. If I don't see that, then I'm going to seriously consider getting in.
And what is your timeline, Ambassador Bolton?
Well, I think it's going to have to be pretty short.
Okay, the Sherman-esque statement, the references to General William Tecumseh Sherman, who was one of the great heroes on the Union side of the Civil War, and they wanted him to run for president, and he made a statement. He said, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. And I don't think that Mike Pompeo or Mike Pence or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, anybody is really ready to make a statement like that. The statement that President Trump made that has provoked all of the reaction has to do with the Twitter records that he once released and publicized that indicate pressure was put on Twitter to downplay the Hunter Biden laptop story. And what he said, President Trump, and he said it in one of his statements that he issues on Truth Social, not Twitter, saying, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. That was posted on Saturday on his social network, Truth Social. Why go there? I mean, seriously, why go there? What is the idea that you are going to gain from that kind of statement? An extraordinary anti-democratic statement, this is in the New York Times, from former President Donald J. Trump, suggesting the termination of the Constitution to overturn the 2020 election, drew a degree of bipartisan condemnation over the weekend, with a flood from Democrats and a trickle from Republicans. The explicit suggestion of suspending the Constitution was astonishing, they write, even by the standards of Mr. Trump, who has spent the past 2 years spreading lies about the 2020 election, which he lost, and promoting various illegal mechanisms for overturning it. So where do we go now, and what about anti-Semitism? We'll get to that in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.